the VCOV Kids Christmas Program, a birthday party for Jesus.
Luke 2 says, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register.
Come back in time with us to Bethlehem, where the census had been keeping one eating kid very busy. All he wants is a peace and quiet and a good night's sleep.
But a very different kind of peace is about to enter the world.
It was a cold, dark night in Bethlehem. The town was packed full of visitors. The innkeeper was looking forward to a good night's sleep.
It's been a busy day. So many people and not enough rooms. This census is exhausting.
All the wagons all over in Denver, and everyone's gone back home. Off to bed, there's nothing like a good night's sleep.
But the innkeeper hadn't been asleep for very long when...
Huh? What? What was that? So much fun with a good night's sleep.
Oh, well, I guess I'd better go see what they want.
No room.
But we are so tired. We have traveled through night and day.
Isn't there anything you can do? There must be a little corner somewhere. Please.
Well, oh, all right then. I suppose there's the stable.
It's around the back. Here, take these two blankets. Can't have you freezing.
Wait.
And don't forget to sign the register.
So they signed it. Mary and Joseph.
The innkeeper climbed the stairs, got into his comfortable, warm bed, and went to sleep.
Shh. Until a bright light.
Huh? What? What's that light?
The innkeeper jumped out of bed and flung open the curtains.
He could not believe his eyes.
Wow, that's got to be the biggest, brightest star I've ever seen. It's amazing!
Oh, well, it's only a star, even if it's a big one. I'm going back to bed.
The innkeeper fell into a deep, deep sleep.
But then there was another knock at the door.
Ah, not again. What does a guy have to do around here to get some sleep?
We are shepherds.
Really?
No, really, we're shepherds for real.
Well, what's the matter? Lost some sheep?
We have come to see Mary and Joseph.
Round the back.
I just don't know what's got into people tonight.
Poor innkeeper. All he wanted was a good night's sleep.
He shut the door, climbed the stairs, got into bed, and fell into a not-so-deep sleep.
Until...
I just don't believe it.
Angels singing.
What a night.
When the singing finally stopped, the innkeeper shut the door, climbed the stairs, got into bed, and went to sleep. The innkeeper rolled out of bed, stumbled to the door, and flung it open.
We are three wise men.
Please come on.
We want to see.
Round the back.
This is the weirdest night ever.
What in the world is going on back there?
I think Mary and Joseph are throwing a party. I'm going to go break it up so I can finally get a little sleep around here.
He stomped down the stairs, threw open the door, went round the back, stormed into the stable, and was just about to speak when...
You wake the baby.
Baby?
Yes, a baby has been born here tonight. His name is Jesus.
Jesus?
The innkeeper looked at the baby. And just like that, his anger seemed to fly away and was replaced with the most perfect peace. Baby Jesus was so special that he ran all around, knocked on all the doors, and woke up all the guests in the inn. He invited everyone to the stable to see the baby.
Wake up! Wake up! Come and see the baby!
Come and see baby Jesus!
Where they all had a huge Christmas party.
Thank you, B-Cup kids. We are so thankful that you led us in worship this morning, that you told us the story of baby Jesus, for all your incredible work that you put in. Thank you so much. And a huge thank you also to our volunteers who stepped in and filled in the gaps. Thank you to our amazing worship team. Let's give a round of applause for them. And as you know, the fun continues, so we invite you to just head to the gym when I say the benediction over you, and we have ornament making, we have cupcakes for everyone, so make sure you visit that cupcake table, and we have some gluten-free options available for that as well. We have our youth bake sale and art sale fundraiser, so there'll be lots of treats to choose from, and as well as some artistic items. So make sure you check that out. And we invite you back here at 7 p.m. tonight for our worship service called Pause and Ponder. And now receive this benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace today and every day. We go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.